Welcome to the Holistic Survival Show with Jason Hartman. The economic storm brewing around the world is set to spill into all aspects of our lives. Are you prepared? Where are you going to turn for the critical life skills necessary to survive and prosper? The Holistic Survival Show is your family's insurance for a better life. Jason will teach you to think independently, to understand threats, and how to create the ultimate action plan. Sudden change or worst case scenario, you'll be ready. Welcome to Holistic Survival, your key resource for protecting the people, places, and profits you care about in uncertain times. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Jason Hartman.
Welcome to the Holistic Survival Show. This is your host, Jason Hartman, where we talk about protecting the people, places, and profits you care about in these uncertain times. We have a great interview for you today, and we will be back with that in less than 60 seconds on the Holistic Survival Show. And by the way, be sure to visit our website at holisticsurvival.com. You can subscribe to our blog, which is totally free, has loads of great information, and there's just a lot of good content for you on the site. So make sure you take advantage of that at holisticsurvival.com. We'll be right back.
Now's your opportunity to get the Financial Freedom Report. The Financial Freedom Report provides financial self-defense in uncertain times, and it's your source for innovative, forward-thinking investment property strategies and advice. Get your newsletter subscription today. You get a digital download and even more. The price, only $197. Go to jasonhartman.com to get yours today.
It's my pleasure to welcome Sherry Kane to the show today. She is an investigative journalist, a news commentator, a psychosocial analyst, as well as a political activist specializing in uncovering media persuasion and manipulation, conspiracy theories, and all sorts of interesting issues also as they relate to women's and children's rights. Sherry, welcome. It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Glad to be here.
First of all, you did a big thing on Goldman Sachs and the BP oil spill, and we want to hear about that, but since you happen to be in Hawaii, and we just had the tragic earthquake in Japan, and the tsunamis hit your shore a little bit earlier, a few hours ago, what is your take on that, especially as it relates to the media? Because you had some interesting thoughts you shared with me.
Well, I believe it was a complete distraction when I heard the mainstream media. I mean, they went heavy with it. I had calls from, people are staying on this property where I am now in Hawaii, and I had calls from everybody's mother, all night long. Can I talk to my daughter? Can I talk to my son? The mainstream media had people in a complete panic about this tsunami that was coming that I knew was never going to really actually come here. If it was, it was going to be small waves. They really put a lot of hype out there to create a big scare, and to me, it was a complete distraction away from actually what was really going on. And if you look at any of the disasters. Now, this one is supposedly a natural disaster, but in these times, it's hard to believe with what they're laying out in the sky with the chemtrails and how they're poisoning people with vaccinations. It's hard to believe that this was actually a natural disaster, and it may be possibly it could have been a man-made disaster, such as something to do with HAARP, and there's been a lot of research with that, how they can actually create these disasters like earthquakes and tsunamis. And so when you look at it, where did the earthquake occur? It occurred in Japan. That was a major earthquake. It was an 8.8 at first and then 8.9, somewhere between the two. And that's huge. That really can wipe out more than a town. That can wipe out a lot of places. And so they showed you the videos, and I had people that were calling me from the East Coast saying that we're constantly playing these videos on the news of how Japan was going through this, and the same video over and over again of how the towns were being wiped out by this big tsunami that hit, and that it was going to be coming to Hawaii and also to California. And so when it came on, I knew right away. I said, I'm not going to drive the car up to the highest mountain and just pray for the best. I said, I don't think that it's going to be what it's going to be. And I have like a small little boat that's parked in and on another island in Oahu. And the thought of losing the boat to this huge tsunami, most people would have been like, oh my God, I didn't even panic. I said, I don't believe it's going to happen. I don't believe that this is going to occur. It's just a lot of hype. And so I researched really, looking at the financial status of what was happening at the time, talk about the Asian currencies. Now, Japan has the best economy right now. If you look at the yen is the strongest, and to me, it seems to be a threat, although that's what they want you to believe. It's hard to believe what they really want you to believe sometimes because there's a lot of controlled opposition going on. And I have a website where I actually have the definition of controlled opposition listed on that site. And it's really where it's all been mixed up to confuse people. It's some information that's accurate and truthful and other stuff that's just put in there to confuse people, scare people, mix them up into believing whatever the agenda wants them to believe, or just put them in the state of looking for some answers and getting to the point of vulnerability where they become desperate and really want, don't know where to turn to, so they just accept anything.
Certainly, Sherry, the media sensationalizes things. The old saying, if it bleeds, it leads, right? Because that certainly gets more interest and viewership and sells more copies of magazines and newspapers. However, we've got a much more, I guess, corporatized media nowadays in terms of, you know, we used to have big networks, of course, but nowadays we see media conglomerates that have huge global reach, own multiple forms of media, not just ABC or NBC. Now they're deep into all sorts of different things. And they manipulate things, of course, for their own interest and their own agenda. What was going on during the BP scenario, and how was Goldman Sachs involved?
Well, you know, it's interesting how Goldman Sachs is involved in so many different things. I mean, if you go back to 9/11 and you look at what happened with the stocks in the on the airlines, how they totally took out their stocks. I'm talking about the major, Goldman Sachs actually took their stocks out of the airlines right before the disaster occurred. And then you had Larry Silverstein, who took out a huge insurance policy on the buildings. Now, these people are all in bed together. And what I exposed after this was the Partnership for New York City, which I believe is the core evil. And these people are responsible for rebuilding the World Trade Center, which never happened, by the way. The money that was supposed to go into rebuilding it was actually veered to Las Vegas. And there's two towers in Las Vegas. It's called the City Center, and the towers are called the Veer Towers that are sort of leaning. They used to be illuminated in red, white, and blue until we exposed them. Now they don't light them up that way. But it was really a memorial, but these are condos, very high-end condos in Las Vegas. And you look at the Aria Hotel and the City Center and the way they built this whole complex up. This is where the money went for 9/11. This is why the World Trade Centers are not being rebuilt, and it's taking so long to rebuild them. Now, who's behind the Partnership for New York City, which is also behind the BP oil spill? The people that run the Partnership for New York City, if you look at it, and anybody can go and do their own research. You don't have to listen to me. This is research that I've done. You can go to the partnershipfornewyorkcity.org and check it out for yourself. It actually, the chairman of that is Lloyd Blankfein, along with Rupert Murdoch. Now, who is Rupert Murdoch? Rupert Murdoch is the biggest media mogul out there. The guy has Fox, he has cable networks, the guy owns most of the mainstream media, a big portion of it anyway. And he is responsible for conducting the first swine flu vaccination trial in Australia at the Murdoch Children's Research Institute for Little Children. And basically what they did was they conducted these trials on the children, and they were untested. And he partnered with CSL Pharmaceuticals, which was a division of Merck Pharmaceuticals. And his son, James Murdoch, is the non-executive director of SmithKline-Beecham. So this is a competitor to Merck, supposed a competitor. His son's running that one, right? And then his mother, Elizabeth Murdoch, runs the Royal Women's Hospital in Melbourne, Australia. So here's the media mogul that's heavily invested in Big Pharma. And, okay, he's running the Partnership for New York City along with Lloyd Blankfein, who's running all the money. Lloyd Blankfein is the CEO of Goldman Sachs. He's also the biggest investor in AstraZeneca flu mist vaccination, which was shot up little children's noses. It was a live virus that went for 24 to 48 hours. That means that if you were in the same room as somebody that had been vaccinated, a child that had been vaccinated with this, or your child went to school with somebody that had been vaccinated like this, they would bring home the virus. They would either get it themselves or they would give it to you. And so this was a person that's heavily invested in Big Pharma along with the money of Goldman Sachs. And also, he's the biggest funder in ABC Disney. So this guy also is funding Michael Moore, which I call controlled opposition. The guy says some things that are really, really accurate. And then you look at how he speaks about Goldman Sachs and Lloyd Blankfein in his movie Capitalism, A Love Story. And you notice that he's pointing the finger at Lloyd Blankfein as being this evildoer that's really, you know, stealing all the pie from everybody else. And who funds Michael Moore's productions? Well, they're produced by the Weinstein Company, which is funded by ABC Disney, which is funded by Lloyd Blankfein. So he's actually pointing at his own producers.
Right. That is fascinating. So controlled opposition is a really interesting concept. So if you can create, in other words, in this big plan, your own opposition that won't be that bad, kind of like when the U.S. props up a dictator that is more friendly to the U.S. than the alternative that's the unfunded dictator might be, or the unfunded guy that's maybe even a Democrat might be. I don't mean a Democrat political party-wise. I mean democratically thinking and ruling. So they're doing that for their own purposes so that it fills the vortex where opposition would normally appear with their own guy and their own message, right?
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
Very
interesting. And they confuse people this way. And you look at the people and you believe they're on your side. You really, really believe in these people. And what they're doing right now, I mean, the mainstream media, and I'll go back to them in a second because that's really, really important of what their new agenda is. But when you look at the Partnership for New York City and you see these two guys running it, and then you look at who's on the board of directors. Well, you have Thomas Glocer, who is the CEO of Reuters. He's also the director of Merck Pharmaceuticals. So this guy's got his foot in Big Pharma, and he has his foot in the mainstream media. So there you go. Those are the two. And you can look down the list, and almost every single person on that list is a media mogul involved in Big Pharma. And with the BP oil disaster, if you look at BP, who the director of BP is, the director of BP is also the, his name is Peter Sutherland, and he is also the director of finance for the Pope. He's actually the accountant for the Pope. People don't realize that.
Wow.
I mean, why is that?
Right.
So this is BP. And so you have the director of Reuters. It's also the director of Merck. You have Rupert Murdoch and Lloyd Blankfein. And then you look at all these other people on the list. And what we uncovered was just unbelievable. And you can find all of that again on my website. I have all of the links to the articles on there. But why do they do this? And the reasons why is it's all about money. And I always said at the highest level, they all sit at the same table and they decide on how they're going to manipulate everybody and how they're going to create these wars. Because at the highest level, there's no such thing as I'm a Republican, you're a Democrat, you're a Christian, you're a Muslim, you're Jewish, you're this, you're that. No, their whole worshiping is about power, about getting more power, about getting more money, and how are they going to actually create this depopulation agenda so they can control the masses, because with smaller populations, it's going to be easier for them to control everybody. And that's why they're doing it through new vaccinations, as Bill Gates said at his TED conference.
That is unbelievable how nobody except the alternative media, Alex Jones, etc., exposed that. I mean, I watched that myself. I watched it a few times, and I think it was about 27 minutes into his talk, he said exactly that. And he didn't even really, Sherry, try and correct it or cover it up. It was just sort of...
Yeah,
like, we can control populations with vaccines.
People are still getting them. Hello?
And his foundation is delivering them.
Right. And how do people continuously decide they want to get vaccinations? Where does their mind go? Well, first of all, again, if the mainstream media owns these pharmaceutical companies or has huge shares in them, and then, of course, they're promoting their own products. So they're out there like any other, you know, I'm on a radio, you're a radio host, and we have sponsors. My sponsors are not Big Pharma, but a lot of people do have Big Pharma as their sponsors. So these people not only have Big Pharma as their sponsors, they are Big Pharma. they're using their own companies and their own, in order to create their own agenda, and that's how they spread it to the people. And they do it through television shows. If you look at Dr. Oz, Dr. Oz had a show, and this guy is funded by Oprah. She's the one that gave him his show. Now, people look at Oprah for advice. Meanwhile, if you look at her magazine, every other page, along with Rachel Ray, who is another person that she funds for a TV show, a chef, you look at her magazine, and every page is about the HPV vaccination that they give to young girls. And it's supposed to cure cancer, cervical cancer. But in reality, what it does is it causes sterility, it causes death, it's been unproven, it's just the worst thing you can actually give to your child. So they heavily promote that in Oprah's magazine. So you know who sponsors her, and you know where her share, where her money is going, or what shares she's buying. And then you look at Dr. Oz, who says to everybody on his television show, "Hey, everybody, you're going to get a flu vaccination today." So they're on the show and they're thinking, "Oh, you know," and everybody, there's an applause, everybody's clapping, "We're going to get the flu vaccination today." And next thing you know, it's like, he's getting injected in his arm with a vaccination, and you know it can't be a real vaccination because this is the guy that wrote the book You on a Diet that tells you that you need to look at every single ingredient on a label of food before you put it into your body.
And nobody looks at the ingredients of what's in the vaccine, right?
Exactly, all the deadly ingredients. So he doesn't list them on the television set. He doesn't say, "Well, by the way, this is what's in them." What he does is he fakes a vaccination. He has the audience get vaccinated. He promotes that to the public viewers on primetime television. And then the next day, his wife gets on cable television, like CNN, and says, "I would never get my children vaccinated." And you have Dr. Oz chime in saying, "Yeah, you know, some of the side effects aren't good for everybody." "No, you didn't say that yesterday, Mr. Oz, when you promoted it." So this is what I mean by controlled opposition as well. It's also how they manipulate the public. They didn't put that on primetime television. You had to search to hear his wife say that information. And if more people would have heard that, they may have thought twice about getting their child or even themselves vaccinated. And so this is how they operate, how they manipulate people. And you look at Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs has got to be the most evil company in the world. I mean, they are just horrifically evil, along with Bush and Cheney's Halliburton. And these people were involved in the Gulf oil disaster. It was actually, again, about money. They put a put option on the stocks. And basically what it did was they did that right before, like the day before it happened, because in Europe the time zone is different. And what they did is they put a put option on the stocks. And by putting that put option on the stocks, right, then everybody that had gain that insurance after the disaster would still be able to sell their stocks at the original price. So it was an insurance policy on the stocks. And this happened right before. And they also bought Boots and Coots, a cleanup company that right before the disaster occurred. Actually, we just did a show on conspiracy theory, which is also funded by Big Pharma. We didn't know until we got there. They're like, "Oh," but they were very nice. They edited out whatever they needed to edit out to support their sponsor. And you can go on my website. It's actually
how convenient. Yeah.
It's actually on my website too, where you can see Dr. Horowitz and I, where we lead the story of Jesse Ventura going out into the Gulf and trying to figure out what's really happening. And you see, I mean, that was a really heavy, heavy show to put on television, on regular television, because you never hear them talking about such horrific depopulation anytime. And why is it happening now? Why is a show like Conspiracy Theory really getting popular? But you can see the video. I have it on my website, a YouTube video of that clip of us on that.
Okay,
episode.
So Sherry, I want to ask you a question, though, about the BP thing, because a couple of the things sound a little far-fetched here, and I just want to ask you for a little more backup on them. So you're saying that Goldman Sachs, as well as the Cheney-Bush cartel, they purchased these put options on BP. And are you, first of all, how do you know they did that? How do we know they did that? And how much did they purchase? Would it be a normal transaction, or was it? Oh, okay, you do have all the links. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I have all the reference links. It talks about, I mean, there's no hiding what they did. It's all out there. It's just really digging for the research. And it's in the article I have actually on my website, which people can go to. It's a link right on my website, and it'll really actually clarify everything. If anybody has any questions about really what I'm going to tell you. It's called War on the World, Rothschild Leaks 30 Facts Evidencing Gulf Oil Disaster Was Planned. So I give you the 30 facts, and I give you references where you can actually do your own research. I always say, don't believe what I say. Please do your own research. Don't believe what anybody says, for that matter. The Euro Stock Exchange and the Eurex Clearing AG, on April 14, they introduced an equity option on shares of Transocean, and it was effective the day of the explosion. So inside traders had a full day to dump the uninsured stock in Transocean, and they did it at the highest price possible, and that was before Wall Street decided to dump their stock.
Well, what I wanted to ask you, though, Sherry, and I think you just alluded to it, is, so, I mean, are you saying that the BP oil spill was actually planned, that was intentionally caused?
Yes, it was.
How did they do it, like, mechanically? Any thoughts on that, how they actually did it?
Well, I mean, they control it. I mean, Deepwater Horizon, which is owned by Transocean, directed by Goldman Sachs. It actually exploded on Hitler's birthday. I think that's an interesting
piece. Yeah, I know. I heard that, too. 420, right? Wasn't that his birthday?
Yeah. And the cement job that supposedly was a bad cement job was done by Halliburton. So Goldman Sachs knew they bet millions of dollars, $4.6 million, 44% of their stocks they dumped 3 weeks before the disaster. So in order for them to know that information, they created it. I mean, how would you know that you need to dump that much stock right before a natural disaster like that happens?
Well, you know, there is a famous quote about that. The best way to predict the future is to create it, right? So.
Exactly. And UBS, which is the wealthiest Swiss bank, it's part of the Rothschild League of Bankers, they dumped their BP stocks massively, too. I mean, these people knew what was happening. And then on Tony Hayward, who is the CEO of BP Oil, he sold one-third of the BP Oil stock shares 1 month before the explosion.
So we can't just chalk this up to having incredible insight then, right?
No, it's like, it's just putting facts together. It's just being, you know, understanding. And the same thing happened with 9/11, you know, with the airline stocks. If you look at what happened with the airline stocks, like, they knew that this was going to create a huge down on their stocks, and they removed their stocks from there too. And Goldman Sachs is behind all of it. It's just you see where the whole finger points. These people are manipulating everything.
That's unbelievable.
Let me take a brief pause. We'll be back in just a minute.
What's great about the shows you'll find on jasonhartman.com is that if you want to learn how to finance your next big real estate deal, there's a show for that. If you want to learn more about food storage and the best way to keep those onions from smelling up everything else, there's a show for that. If you honestly want to know more about business ethics, there's a show for that. And if you just want to get away from it all and need to know something about world travel, there's even a show for that. Yep, there's a show for just about anything. Only from jasonhartman.com, or type in Jason Hartman in the iTunes store.
So you talked before about, not in this interview, but I've heard you talk about it, the 12 families that really control the world. And I love the thinking about how this Democrat-Republican stuff is largely just a big distraction. I had G. Edward Griffin on the show. I'm sure you know who that is, the man who wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island. And he put it so well, Sherry, because he said these fights that we see in the media, they're like watching a wrestling match on TV. And we know that those wrestling matches are largely basically fake. They're basically staged. They're for entertainment purposes, or in this case, distraction purposes. It's back to the old days of the bread and circuses concept, where back then it was entertainment and distraction, and certainly we have more than enough of that in America and in the world today. But this is seemingly serious political stuff about what the two parties are doing and how they're battling it out. But at the highest level, they're way above this, aren't they? They don't care. These little battles are just for show, largely, because there are much greater forces behind the scenes that are really benefiting and controlling, aren't they?
Right, exactly. And you see the wars that are happening right now. The wars that are happening are not our wars to fight. I always say that to people. Don't get wrapped up into politics. Don't get wrapped up into, I'm a Democrat, you're Republican, or vice versa. Don't Don't get wrapped up into that, because these people at the highest level, that's not what they follow. That's what they create, to divide and to conquer everybody. You know, to realize, you know, I like the thought that we are all connected. We are all brothers and sisters. We all come from one, that we all should really, you know, have respect and love for one another. And they're out there creating these wars. Now, there's people in the Middle East that hate the Westerners. The Westerners hate the people in the Middle East. And then they have the country in Israel that they have, okay, that country, we're going to label them and say, they're going to hate the Muslims, and the Muslims are going to hate the Jewish people there. It's like, this is not our wars to fight. These wars were created. There's no, I mean, when we say that, I know, and there's people in the Middle East that know this, like among we the people there, as there are we the people here that have woken up and realized the truth. But we're constantly fighting these battles, and that's what I'm saying, to divide us up. So they have us out there killing each other in these wars that really shouldn't even exist, because we're fighting for people that are these evil people that have this agenda. And this is what I wanted to come back to, is why the New World Order has actually changed. It's flipped. What they want to do right now is create, and that's why Jesse Ventura's show, True TV, is so popular right now. What they want to do is they want to basically get everybody to hate the government, everybody to hate the banking system, hate your doctors. So everybody say, okay, we're going to go for one world banking. We're going to go for a one world health care plan. We're going to go for a one world government. That's the New World Order agenda. How do you get people to buy into that? Well, you have what's going on right now in the Middle East, and which has happened in Egypt, now what's happening in Libya, how these people are uprising against the government, as, you know, an example of, okay, now America, it's your turn. We're going to go and rebel against the government. So then everybody's going to be really hungry for something new. They're going to be wanting the change, and they're going to offer the solution. So this is the change. This is the flip, because shows that have a conspiracy nature were never able to get popular on mainstream television. And now, since their agenda has changed, and of course they've been heavily exposed. I mean, I know I'm out there among with other activists exposing really what they're up to and how they operate. And so with all of this, people are just going to wake up to the truth. Now, whether they're going to go to this thought that, you know, we need the one world government, if they're not listening to the work that we're doing, because the mainstream media, of course, is squelching it, then they're going to buy into what they say, you know, and if they don't listen, then they're going to wake up. But who's to say, like, what's going to happen tomorrow? I can just tell you what their agenda is, and I can't tell you which way the masses are going to go. I can tell you that I pray every day that people are going to wake up more and more, and they're not going to buy into what they have to offer.
Yeah, it's really quite a deal going on out there. I mean, it's a complicated world in which we live. Well, Sherry, the website is sherrykane.com, and that's sherrykane.com. Just in closing, are there any other thoughts you have or for people or action steps people can take? Certainly, listening to alternative media and reading alternative media would be a good step. People need to think on their own and understand that things may be certainly manipulated, the messages they're seeing. And I love how you really explained the concept of controlled opposition today. But any other thoughts or action steps you have on this topic?
Well, what I ask of people is always do your due research. I mean, look at things that, you know, you can look at my website, you can look at what other people have to say. You can even listen to the mainstream media and listen to what they have to say, but don't take it. It's the law, because what they do is they manipulate everything. What you can do is, when you listen to the mainstream media, is you can read between the lines. You can see who the main players are, and then you can see really what is their agenda, because what the mainstream media is telling you is not really what the true agenda is. And that's what I've learned. I've learned that it's always been a distraction. It's always been something different than what the true facts are, or why the reason are they doing these certain things in the world. So that's how I do my research, and I collect all of this data, and then I start researching names. I look up different people, how they're connected to different people, and what they've been doing in their life, and how they are part of this, and how they contribute to either creating the war or creating the peace. And so you have to really look at that. And also, we have the solution. I know you spoke with Dr. Horowitz, but he has the best solution is the 528 frequency of love. I mean, there's no other better solution than love. And he wrote a great book, and I wanted to tell everybody about it. It's the book of 528.com is that website. And that really is definitely, I feel, you know, a solution. If you can get into peace, into healing, into realizing that we don't need our doctors for cures and we don't need to take these meds to cure us, that we can have these natural remedies and water, good drinking water, to keep us healthy and keep our minds clear. Because right now what we need is to have that clear mind. We don't need all of these toxins clogging up our brain, and especially with all the chemtrails that are being laid out in the sky to lower our immune system and weaken it so we can get sicker easier. We just need to keep healthy, and the best thing is to have a good diet and also exercise and drink really good water and stay healthy and do your research and know that, you know, there is another truth out there, and the truth is definitely, I believe, in love, and realize that that's something that the Illuminati New World Order agenda is not about. It's not about love. And so, but thank you so much, I mean, for having me on it. And if anybody wants to, you know, help partner with us in any way, we have a website. It's healthyworldaffiliates.com. I don't know if you are part of that yet, Jason, but if you aren't, I definitely want you to be a part of it and put the banner up on your website so people can sign up, you know, with you, and we can partner with each other. But it's a great way, you know, it's a collaboration. Just being able to get our newsletters out and have, you know, and spread the news about great healthy products that people don't need to take these pharmaceuticals, and they can get off these, you know, horrible drugs that are really poisoning us.
Excellent. Well, very good advice. Sherry Kane, thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate the insights and having you on the show.
Thank you so much, Jason. Have a great day.
Have you listened to the Creating Wealth series? I mean, from the beginning. If not, you can go ahead and get book one, that shows 1 through 20, in digital download. These are advanced strategies for wealth creation. For more information, go to jasonhartman.com. Thank you for joining us today for the Holistic Survival Show, protecting the people, places, and profits you care about in uncertain times. Be sure to listen to our Creating Wealth Show, which focuses on exploiting the financial and wealth creation opportunities in today's economy. Learn more at www.jasonhartman.com or search Jason Hartman on iTunes. This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company, offering very general guidelines and information. Opinions of guests are their own, and none of the content should be considered individual advice. If you require personalized advice, please consult an appropriate professional. Information deemed reliable, but not guaranteed.